Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Obulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Mukama mulungi?
Is God good?
Yesu mulungi?
Is Jesus good?
Obulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Kale mboliza ku mugandawo.
Now you greet of your brethren.
Era mwagalize ebirungi nga bulijjo.
And wish them the best as always.
Nga ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe Omwana Omutukuvu.
Come from God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Era ebiva eri emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
Which come from the seven spirits of God.
Nga bulijjo bwatugamba.
As always he tells us.
Mukubikkulirwa essuula esookonyi olwokuna.
Revelations 1:4.
Nti biva eriyo ye yaliwo.
That they come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one going to come, and which come from the seven spirits of God. We thank Him, God the Father,
and
Son, and the Holy Spirit, for preparing us well. And brings us to teach us to profit.
We are
to
gamba Isaiah Suriana Momnano Yukuminomisan.
Told us in Isaiah 48:17.
Yenze Mukama Abaigirizo Kugas.
I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit.
And he shows
you the way you are to head to. The Holy Spirit. One day he asked. And he brought a question from the Father in the Isaiah 28 verses 9 and 13, that who will he explain what is preached, and he will he bring unto knowledge, and he said those who win from the breasts, those who still breastfeeding, those who have just gotten saved, for seasons had reached. People who had lived long in salvation and they had retarded, and they no more want to know.
And
say, I go look for those freshly born again, those who have just come from the milk of the word, and now they yearn to grow in spirit. And then he teaches those. But we thank him for humbling us and gathers us to teach us to profit. One day the Lord Jesus told us, it's not you who chose me, but it's me who chose you. Indeed he chose us. One day he told us in the John 6, if my Father does not draw you, you cannot come to me. Indeed we couldn't come to Jesus except when the Father has drawn us and tied a rope in us through the Holy Spirit and brings us to Christ Jesus. And we thank him for dragging us. Indeed, none of us reached there when they wanted to reach here.
Even
shortcut God passed us. I want to get time to think of them. Think of how you came to reach a new generation.
It
is shortcuts, how things happen. How God set this. And it's all amazing.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We are still moving on to see schemes of Satan
unto
God and unto His church. We told you we look to the last heading mostly.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. After the both first beast, the spirit of Satan, after fighting the right Christ and His church, there arose many religions.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That heading, in it we've seen many things. The fourth beast, the spirit of Satan, after it fought the right Christ and his church, to creating its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, and there arose many religions and many beliefs which appeared like salvation. And we have come seeing many things till we saw God arise afresh the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and it bases in America. And we saw the same spirit of Satan but fought the gospel of salvation. But as all that is like that, God passing through our nation of Uganda,
he
resumes to arise the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As the gospel would have come from America and enlightens to us how it is meant to be. Praise Jesus much. We began to answer four questions which concerns that gospel. And we ask, what is the seeking of the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? We answered that question. We are pushed to go back to the book of the Lord. And we look, read from there. Praise Jesus much. We've taken long on this second question. And we ask, what is the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how do we seek for it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We discovered manifestation of the Holy Spirit and His works is the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Matthew 12 verses 28 said, if I chase demons by the Spirit of God, kingdom of God has already come. Now we have been seeing fullness of the Holy Spirit and His works. And we see the Holy Spirit is made of fullness of seven spirits. And we are on the fifth spirit. The fifth spirit. The spirit of the knowledge of God. And how it shows us the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek for it. We hope after we finish the fifth spirit, we see the sixth spirit. And the seventh. After we finish our remaining questions, the right instance we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? The kingdom of heaven, what is it? And where is it found? Those are the two questions remaining. But we want to move on with the spirit of knowledge of God. And it reveals us the kingdom of God. And it teaches us to seek for it. Praise Jesus much. We discovered it, that the spirit of knowledge of God in Him is the light of the eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spirit of knowledge of God in Him is the light of the eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Showing us the light of eternal life, and He puts it in the five ways. We first saw the light of life, which appears in spirits of creations in heavens and earth. And we discovered spirits of all creations, they were created to live forever. If they will be in hell or in heaven, spirits of creation we are created to live forever. And in the second part, we saw light of life, which in blood of bodies of creations on the earth. That we read Revelations, Genesis 9:4. In Genesis 9:4. We saw the meat, flesh, and its life. Do not eat it, for blood is the life of the flesh. Now we saw and looked at many things there. And we saw different creations surrounding us, the eatings and all the drinkings, which hold life, which is combined in blood. Now the third, we saw of the light of life, which appears in the water which is on the planet.
Water bodies,
different water bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we too speak that water is life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we finished that. We went to the fourth, the spirit of knowledge of God, who shows the light of the eternal life in the five ways. The fourth thing He showed us is the light of life, which appears in the living waters. in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars.
Now,
last time we began to see of bodies of those creations right from the kingdom of the stars, entering the kingdom of heaven in the angels, in the cherubims,
in
four living creatures, even the 24 elders.
It would have
the blood within their body. In them is living waters. I remember we ended and we meant to move ahead this part a little. Then we head on to the fifth way,
the light
of life, which is the breath of God, the breath of the Almighty. Praise Jesus much.
But
let's first get the other part.
It
speaks of light of life, which appears in the living waters, in bodies of creations, in heavens, starting from kingdom of the stars.
Let's
add on another part in that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember as we've been studying in the John 7, verse 38 and the 39, and God emphasizes us much. He said us to flow streams of living waters. As we
have
been telling you, when we go to the kingdom of heaven, their bodies are not like our bodies. Their bodies can outlive forever. Praise Jesus much. And they don't have blood like ours, but the blood which appears like living waters.
Now,
if it is red, it's not red, it's neither green, but it appears like living waters.
It
appears in colors which, like, you've mixed in seven colors. For then we speak of the Holy Spirit. Let's move on, read of blood in bodies in heaven that we call living waters. Praise Jesus so much.
Let's
read there, and we hear in John. John chapter 7 from verse 37.
Naye ku lunaku olw'enkomerero lwe lukulu olw'embaga, Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti, omuntu bw'alumu ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe. Olwasatu mu omunaana, akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti, emigga gy'amazzi amalamu girikulukuta mu lubuto lwe. Olwasatu mu omwenda, ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abaamukkiriza, kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa, kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu yannyonnyola ku migga egy'amazzi
amalamu. Our Lord Jesus explained of streams of living waters,
egikulukutira oba egirikulukutiramu abo abamukkiriza,
those which flow in those who believe him.
Ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo omutukuvu yali agenda okuweebwa.
Spoke that meaning the Spirit was to be given us.
Mu mibiri egy'omuggulu,
in the bodies of heaven,
yetwawulirako mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri
ttaano, which we heard from 2 Corinthians 5.
Emibiri egyo,
those bodies,
tegibeeramu na musaayi nga guno ffe
bwe tulina. Blood like we have it here, but they hold the life water of life. Now the Spirit of life, he converts himself and in bodies of heavens he flows in there as living waters, that which can never rot. It's the reason why bodies of heaven, they do not rot, they cannot get wound. Praise Jesus so much. The bodies we study of in 2 Corinthians 5 speaks of them as he says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga nyumba ya fe yensisire yomunsi eriyabizibwa tulina yazimbibwa everi Katonda enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono eyemireme n'emirembe eyomuggulu. Olwokubiri, kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. While in the tent of this body, we started off having a little life in the blood. We grown to be clothed with the body from heaven. But that body from heaven, what would have been like blood in it? It's called living waters. That it can never rot.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we speak of life, on the light of life, which the spirit of knowledge shows us, it brings us to know
that
when we shall unclothe these bodies, we appear in bodies which hold the eternal life. What would have called the blood in those bodies, and it's not like blood of the bodies we have now, but it's the Holy Spirit has converted himself in living waters. Living waters, it's not like this water of the world. It appears in seven colors.
It
means what appears like blood in bodies of heavens, it's like in seven colors. You may find it there bluish. You may find there greenish. You may find yellowish. Colors the seven of the rainbow appear in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That draws the body to appear so living, and it is shining and glamoring very well, as you know how bodies of heavens appear. Praise Jesus much.
Now
because streams of living waters appear, represent the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit in his fullness. He converts in seven spirits. But when he releases colors, releases seven colors of rainbow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I hope you've looked at that. Imagine the blood in the system of heavenly bodies, how it appears like that. It cannot even rot because of life in it. And I sampled and I showed you, you cannot get a wound from there. Even though you would have gotten it, because of the much life, feeling something cut you, by the time you look there, it's not there. Because of much life, it's blocked instant and heals instant. That's the body of heaven we speak of. And it has what would have been called the light of life, which appears in living waters. Praise Jesus much. That scripture we always read under the sun, that flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. What they try to bring you understand, you know that this body we are in, it does not go into the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus. Because of the weak blood in it, even the little life in it. Now what God did, bodies of heaven, and they are not meant to rot, he was meant to put in it life equated to that of the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because the spirit will be in that body of heaven, you're going to live forever.
They
have to give you a body, and its life is living forever. Now to separate us, you are a spirit who came from the Holy Spirit. Separate life in the body which is in heaven.
He
decided you as the spirit to call you a spirit. Now life in the body of heaven, he called it living waters. I don't know if you've understood. If you called them to spirit, you would have struggled with that. Now in 2 Corinthians 15,
this verse 15,
it intends it and the Holy Spirit means it. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 15.
Aboluganda, ngo mubiri no musayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ne kino kyenjogera aboluganda.
This is what I speak, brethren.
Ngombi no musayi.
That flesh and blood.
Kusikira bwa kabaka bwa
not inherit the kingdom of God.
Bwa kabaka bwa mugu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era chovula wadefe tuli wano mbiri guno no musayi.
That's why you see though we are here in flesh and blood.
Neba kugamba bopata zaidwa mulundi gwa ku tosoba yingira mbwa kabaka.
Tell you if you're not born again you can't enter the kingdom of God.
Obali bwa kumoyo mutukufu.
You're not counted on the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Till you get born again, be given a body from heaven. Now, because flesh and blood they are perishable, life in the blood is very minimal. When you get born again, you meant be given a body from heaven, which holds life, which is called living waters, and it's the blood within it. I would have spoken it how even. Speak it, it's the blood in the heavenly body. Understand it as the blood in your body.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So
now, the system of body of heaven, it differs. Now, as we were meant to seek the kingdom of God, the spirit of knowledge of God was meant to show us this.
Beneath
it has the light of life, the eternal life.
Now,
divided it in these five ways, and we move by it in the different seasons. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
when we speak of light of life and of the living waters, and it appears in the bodies of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We try
mean that the blood of the bodies in heaven is called the living waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
you can get to know something. You know, you see, if you're on this world, you may imagine you've gone into heaven, yet in your thoughts, you see yourself in your body. Is it not that? How did you think of it before? And you've reached heaven, and you may be running the city, and you knock blood pours there. Is it not the thought you had? For you did think of the other life.
Hallelujah. Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much. Let's proceed on. And move on, get explained. As I ended, I told you that the way you used to think, when I reach in heaven, I'm in my body, and I get to be standing there, and I'm James in heaven. I'm there. You see yourself short. Imagine as a person, and you see you're hungry there.
In
the garden, you're going to eat from there. Even our thoughts, we are very dead. Nothing of the life in bodies in heaven. Now that's why they told you first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and rest will be added to you. Already would have known these things.
And
we know that when you reach in the other body, we shall be with another life, and bodies too are different.
Yes,
praise Jesus man. You know, when you read in Mark chapter 12 verse 25 to 27,
and
they say you're going to be the way you are on the world, and you say, what is this and how does it happen? Let's read and we hear.
Mark chapter 12 from verse 25. Kubanga webali zukira mbafu, tebali wasa. So tebali waira. Na ye bali banga ba malaika abomu gulu.
When they raise up from the dead, they will not marry.
So tebali fu, bilwa.
Not get married.
Bali banga ba malaika
abomu. They will be like angels.
No buja mbane. Malaika obabe ira.
How does an angel appear?
Ne wali obisoma.
But did you read this before? And you knew of how you will be. Few people knew this scripture and even read it. Mark 12:25-27. When they would raise up, they will be like angels in heaven.
Ask yourself,
how does an angel live in heaven?
Angels
have lived many years in heaven. None of them is old.
You
know, years they have spent there.
There
they created the stars.
There
they created angels.
You think
how old are the stars of now? 120 plus years. 120 plus years. Ever since they created those stars. Ever since they created them, even angels have been there. We don't get old.
You
think they have what form of body? What form of life is in those bodies?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What did you think of that life? Thought perhaps you'll get old again.
But
let's ask like this. Now you went to be there and you're getting old. And you tell yourself, if I go now to heaven and I'm old, I'm going to reach there walking old. What did you think of that? Every person as they saw themselves,
that's
how they would have hoped they would go to heaven like that. Didn't you think that?
The youth,
even the old regret that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Others
use sunglasses to see. Others still youth, but they struggle with
eyesight.
But in heaven, so they will put on glasses. There, we didn't know them. Not besides these angels. They say we shall be like angels. How is their body? Is there blood in their body? What form of life is in their bodies?
And
they wish to live years now to 120 years. But none of them is old.
And
so Gabriel, before even now, you find him like that.
He's a youth,
a very fresh youth. Look, it was this.
We
not research of life.
But
we felt we loved it.
And
others wanted to live forever. But in that body,
you would
regret it when you live long. You know, it's not easy. If you live long, it becomes a problem to you.
Others
say, Apostle, you say we shall not live long. You lived long, you first lived in heaven.
Amen.
Things of the flesh I prove not live long. Flesh and blood. Its life is very minimal. Begin to ask for the body we speak of from heaven.
It
has life we call living waters.
That
life, or blood of that body, it was created and appears like of your spirit. It has to live forever. And the virus is one. This is sin. It's to commit sin. It's the only one which consumes it.
And
doesn't finish.
You
get HIV of spirit and you slim. And you appear like people in hell. But
we
are going to look to that.
But
what you have to know, angels have
lived
years, but none of them is old. Though you call them 24 elders, none of them is old of gray hair.
You
find him put on his hair all to show you that he's old, for that's what you understand.
You
look at the face.
Ugamu wange wakati wa mviri zoka obwenye bwasigala bwa
kibuka. Hey, are the forehead remain of the youth?
Tumushingana na lukanyanya wano.
Don't find them with wrinkles.
Muno nasinganya mukade mudufu we omuguru.
All elder in heaven.
Tajya sibula nakutaya
kula kwa normal walk.
Yebadde yogira ngana namanyote muri.
Oyo oyo bose yanze Satan.
There you found Satan.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Naye okusinira mu Yobu esule ne yasatu mu
munana. According to Job 38, verse 7.
Ba malaika be batugamba bitu umbiri gwetu ino kuba mungu ogwa ba malaika.
Angels on whom they say we have to have their body.
Ba atonde bakuluna kulwedu mone mwenye
nzizola ba mubanga. On the same day with the stars you see in the sky.
Naye kuli no mu yakadi.
None of them is old.
Okujja ko bali be bago ba muguru
be bakadiwa. Except those they just from heaven, they are the ones who got old.
Basimigo.
These smiggles.
Katusome.
Job Sulayasa tumomu nano nyolo msambu.
Job 38 verse 7.
Emunye nyezencha weza imbira wamu. Navana wakatonda bonna nebogera wagulo lwe sanyu.
Nduwari lunakuruerumu.
It was the same day.
Emunye nyezencha.
The stars. The one we see in the firmament of heaven, even those called the Son of God, the angels, they sang on the same day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Genesis 1:14 unto 20, God was creating the stars in the firmament of the heaven, even in the Jerusalem of heaven, great gathering of the angels.
Like
Hebrews 12 tells us
22 to 23,
even angels in the city of God, they moved on to sing. Let me show you right here.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 20, God created these stars. They began to sing. In Hebrews 12, 22 to 23, even in Jerusalem, the great gathering of the angels, them two were singing
at the same time.
Them created them out of the altar of God. And they were created. They came one
group
and another, and they are praising.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you want to know
years of angels, you know years of the stars. You will know angels have lived how many years.
They
understand what form of body they have.
And
what life is in their bodies. Their spirits, we have the same.
But
problem, we differ in bodies. Life in our blood bodies is very minimal, which appears in blood. But life, bodies of heaven, just in heaven, it is living water. If you
see, there
is something I saw on life of angels,
even
if their blood pours, if they leave it to happen, the blood looks for its owner and goes back to him.
For
living water, and it
sends
its other portion where it is.
It cannot
power, for it cannot accept to reach down. Life of angels is powered. It's not there.
But
it's not acceptable. Can't accept to get from them.
What
I say, if you say you get a wand in body of heaven, you cannot look
at it.
Do something as if it's cut you. You see, there's no wound there. Find an angel having a scar in the body in heaven. It is not there. Others have life in their bodies, the living water. Them to have that life, they even know it.
The
bodies we have, they don't got else. They have a guarantee for that.
He
lives, he knows he's to live.
No one has
greed of things there. They will eat to what up to when? What is greed? Because you think tomorrow you'll not be there. What to drive a car while a youth? Or you expect to get old and not be able to drive it? Bring to you, you try to understand it.
Light
of life in the living waters, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from kingdom of the stars, the spirit of knowledge of God
reveals
things of the kingdom of God, how they move on.
Him
is the light of the eternal life.
He
tells us things of life, how they are. As church, many things we don't know it. At times you ask, if I leave this world, what body am I going into next? Am I going to appear? Even at times you didn't ask, you had no time for that. Pastor Sebari thought he would reach there and he will be the way he is. This is not scorning. You thought you're going to appear like how? Let us ask of your thoughts how they stood then. You know, those of Jehovah told us that we are going to live in the garden of God on earth, and we are in bodies like this. That is wrong. We must be given a body from heaven which holds light of life, which is known as living waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now angels have lived all that long. Four living creatures, they have been there too. You read of 24 elders, you say to yourself, those seem to be very old. That because you've had an elder, what made them elders is because of the knowledge they hold.
But
not elders of bodies and gray hair.
You
find them, they are youth who've lived many years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now, the thought of things in heaven, in time of this life in heaven, questions were many. But the light was little.
It
came because we not thought the kingdom of God, and we did not know of it, even though it is in our midst. But this time,
when
God was pleased to renew this gospel and is basing in Uganda, after he had arisen it afresh in America,
not
able to take long to stand.
We
lived for only 100 years. Things began to be devastated right from 1800 to 1900. The fall had begun to happen. Reason you two have gotten the gospel when they are not there. People we are studying and researching much. After we finish this life, how are we going to be? Now born again of God. Those days when you got saved, what were you thinking? Let's say you're going to be with God. Expected what is next.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
did not think of them before.
But
when we seek the kingdom, we can think of it. When we seek it and meet it, just as today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
I say now, indeed, you know much concerning the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in Revelation 7. Verses 13 and 17. In these verses we are going to read, when we reach in heaven, Even when we drink from his called streams of living water. Just as you said,
this
is the life we have in this our bodies. In our blood, the body of flesh. And they put a little water in us. The usual water on the world. And we drink of it. Because in bodies of heaven, there too is life, living water. Even what you drink of is called living water to connect with the system in the body.
Have
you understood well? Let's read and we hear. Revelation 7, verses 13.
Omu kubakade nadamu nangamba anti banabamba debyambalebyo ebyeru bebani era bavawa olunyolwe 14 nemugamba anti mukama wange gwomanyi nangamba anti bano bebava mukubona bona kuli okunji nebayoze byambalo byabwe nebabitukuza mu musayi gw'omwana gwendiga olunyolwe 15 kyebavudde babera maso g'entebe ya Katonda nebamuweereza ng'emisana n'ekiro mu yeekaalu ye n'oyo atudde ku ntebe alitimba eweema ye ku bo. Onyole 16 tebali lumwanjala nate so tebali lumwanyonta nate
ngenda mpola aho.
Let's go slow at that point. Verse 16
kubikulira sura ya 7:16
Revelation 7 verse 16
tebali lumwanjala nate
tebali lumwachi
they will never hunger again.
Nayo manyiro achi mu mubiri kwa muguru enjale bate
kuluma. You know why in the body of heaven you don't feel hungry?
The
life you have is called living waters. You
make
living whether you've eaten or not. You have to live. That blood of body of heaven, which is called living waters. Whether you eat or not, you have to live.
Other
is not the body like the stomach, which is like yours, that in this body.
You know, this
stomach you have is in rubbish again.
It
troubles much.
It
funny things troubling us. They want eatings. The way of the blood needs to be added on from what you eat. You have to keep water, drinking water. Remember, the blood in heaven is called living water. It adds life to you. Whether you've eaten or not, there's no hunger. It's not there. Body was made a complete body.
That's why
angel comes on the world, whether you give them food or not, it's up to you. The body
it has
it sustains. Everything is the same whether it's or not. After we finish all this,
think
of the body we have next and the life in it.
That
the light of the spirit of knowledge of God, and it lightens us concerning eternal life. In these five phases, and we are on the fourth phase, the light of life appears in the living water.
No
feeling hungry in that body. Revelation 7:16
tebali lumwanjala nate so tebali lumwanyonta nate
teri kulumwanyonta
no getting thirsty.
Kakati jukira.
Now remember,
uwo kuba omubiri ogwo,
because that body
guli mu mazima ramu,
it needs living waters.
Binyonte kulumwa bade,
whether you feel thirsty, that I feel thirsty.
Omanyi system y'omubiri gwo olimu lero,
system of the body you are in today,
binje ebiri mu kukaya neyo
mu yota nate gira, things as fighting in you, you have not realized. Others breathe much. Others want to beat food. Collect it, taking it away, it's going to get out.
Now,
there is serious chaos in that stomach you've not realized. Everyone holds living water, you don't need to eat. Even what you eat is burnt immediate. because of the living waters. Instead of life of angels and saints in heaven, in the journey of heaven, we there and we make food, and which we ate of here. You just make it, you say, let me make chicken. And there we are God. Left us to make food to ourselves.
As
angels made manna and sent it to the Israelites. When you eat it there, you just burn it, destroy it. The body of heaven has not that you waste time, go to toilet. That you prepare yourself for toilet time. For we have a part we move with. Where poopoo is kept. You know, when you go to toilet, it's not when poopoo came.
Baba
already came, but it's not filled in its store. When you go to susu,
it's not that
susu has just come. Already came, and it's filling up in its store. When it's filled,
it
reaches at the tip of releasing, it wants to release it. You don't have those parts in heaven, in the body of heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The body was made perfect with life in it.
You
not find heaven and there is a toilet there.
Who
are you going to miss his heaven like?
Yes, he was
praised.
So Teba Nyonta,
he's not fast there. I will feel thirsty. Let me be given water to drink. No. Streams of living water flow. And he said, let me drink. Feel it move life in you.
The
experience I was in the journey of heaven,
we went streams in the city, Jerusalem of heaven,
and we drank of them, and you feel it move. It moves, and it finishes the entire system, and it
settles
on the water of life in your blood, in that body there. What else is not there? Revelation 7:16.
So no musana teguli bocha. Ne wakubadde okwokya konna.
No sunshine, neither heat there. You know heaven. The first, second and third heaven. And above the heavens. There is no sun. That the sun came out. And there's no heat there.
For
nothing brings heat there. You know, you yourself can make heat in that your body you are in.
Body
holds living water. You are in a situation. How we speak of that body.
The
life in it.
You know, here
you eat food. You want to work on it.
The
body makes heat within you. And the battling is in the stomach.
At the
end, you need to go to the washing showers.
Because
not meant to eat. The strength of the other body is forever. The body of heaven. But
there
is no getting old there.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Not say, let me eat food, get strength. Revelation 7:17.
Kubanga omwana gwendiga ali wakati w'entebe yanabalundanga era alibaleta eri enzizi ez'amazzi ag'obulamu Era Katonda alisangula buli ziga mu maaso gaabwe.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati atola okuba nti embiri gyaffe muna egibeera mu musayi ogwo ogwyitibwa amazzi amalamu.
Our bodies hold blood called living waters.
N'eri kye tuba tunywako kiba migge gya
amazzi amalamu. Even what we drink of there is called living waters.
Mpozi n'emigga gy'emibisi.
Even streams of honey. The honey.
That
city is good, but the garden is very beautiful and nice. The garden holds streams of honey there. You go in the garden of God in the third heaven. Let's pull it, we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in the city that you see on this side and the other, there are streams of living waters.
But
when we go to the garden, the third heaven,
you
already skip the second heaven,
you
go to the third heaven, there are streams of living waters, the streams of honey,
amata,
the milk,
not
milk of the world but of the word, and the Bible there flows like milk. You correct, you see as if it's milk, and you drink, you feel it's written in Peter, do not steal. And you say, my God, this milk of the word is interesting.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
There
are times you see they have gotten like G.
Omuzigo ogumanyi.
How G?
Kigambo kyakutte kiringa omuzigo.
The word is gotten called is like G.
Achi unyaka wakarunji.
Smells a good aroma.
No chisenako.
And you correct from it.
No nya no ulira.
And we get to hear they will live forever.
We
preach the third heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Other life is very different, not like this one. And the body of heaven,
it's
light of life in it, it's called living waters. Even things prepared you drink of, these ones you drink on the world, you drink Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola.
They
are funny things you put in the world. Now you made the body rubbish now. Maybe it's rubbish since you're going to bury it. What shall we speak?
The
garden of God flows to it oburunji bwa mukama. And the goodness of God flows in the garden.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So,
think of the life in the body of heaven. It does not move to be like the life in the blood
in
our bodies of the world. It's not like that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Now we thank God. He reveals us this secret.
And
when you read of the elder in Revelations
4,
Revelations 4 from verse
1.
Revelations 4:1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba era laba olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'ery akagombe nga lyogera nange nga lyogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange naakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo. Olunyo olwokubiri, amangu ago nali mu mwoyo era laba entebe ey'obwakabaka yali ng'etegekeddwawo mu ggulu era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe. Olunyo olwokusatu, naye eyali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja lya yasepi n'erya sadi okulabika era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetooloola entebe eyali efaanana nga zumalidi okulabika. Olunyo olwokuna, entebe ey'obwakabaka yali yeetooloddwa entebe Entebe ezaba kabaka makumi abiri munya. Ne kuntebe kwali kabaka da makumi abiri mubana ngabatudde.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kuntebe
on the throne.
Ezaba kadabiri ezitorodde entebe yobwa kabaka bwa.
Surrounding the throne of the king.
Ngakutudde kabaka dabiri mubana.
There sat 24 elders.
Oyinza okwesa kiri wali.
You can use the other image there.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Those
elders are not of gray hair.
You know,
an old person, you see how their skin is wrinkled.
Their
face may seem a bit proper, but it pulls itself wrinkled.
If you
want to look to them another, did come from them, the talk changes, they begin to shake. I'm not abusing people. Situation happening
in
the body. They still call the elder. Find them moving a youth. If they want to bring white hair, if they want to bring on the youthful hair, why? The body of heaven they are in holds life called living water.
It's
like the blood in it. Don't expect you find an elder and they no more understand.
For
most of us think the old and elders do not think that they forget easily. When you forget in the flesh, when you get old in the flesh, you forget. Life is very minimal that you cannot connect things well.
But
we don't speak of those who grow in God, for he adds strength on them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the elders in heaven, you find them, they have knowledge of what you don't know.
Not
that they are old and they struggle to move with a stick supporting them. No, not like that. According to Revelation 5, verse 5. Revelations 5:5.
Omukubakadde n'angamba nti, tokaaba, laba empologoma ow'omukika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Apostle John, he met one of the 24 elders.
There
are people who get to be confused. And they say that the 12 Israelites, the tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, and the 12 disciples, they are the ones who make up 24 elders. It is not true. For right now, John is one of the apostles. Now he saw the 24 elders. Means if the 12 apostles, the 12 apostles, and the 12 tribes of Israel, if they are the ones who make 24 elders. John, he was so posing among them. I think you've understood that.
The
elders in heaven, they're not old of gray hair. They can
speak
and they're very wise. That is why in Revelation 7, from verse 9 unto 13, one of the elders asked John, those in white robes, where are they coming from? John told him, my Lord, you know.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
So
when we speak of things in heaven, I want to summarize. Understand life in bodies of heaven
and
get light of knowledge like that, and think of where we are heading to, seeking the kingdom of God. and work for it. Watch yourself to enter in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe as I summarize,
this
body we've started of it, how it appears in Song of Songs 5.
As
read of this body of heaven,
we've
spoken of its life in it. But let's see its appearance, see how it appears. Don't you think you're going to be in the body like this? The body will differ. Even life in it will be different. Let us read there. Let's begin from verse 10.
Oluyimba esula ya kutano olunyolwe 10.
Song of Songs 5 from verse 10.
Oluyimba esula ya kutano olunyolwe 10.
Song of Songs 5 from verse 10.
Muganzi wange mutukuve era mumyufu. Atabula mukakumi. Omutwe gwe gulinga zaabu ennungi ennungi ennyo nnyini. Emivumbo gy'enviiri ze gya masadde era middugavu nga namuŋŋoona.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati Mukama waffe bw'oba osoma oluyimba 5.
Now when you read the Song of Songs 5,
ojja kuwulira Mukama waffe Yesu ng'ayogera.
You're hearing the Lord Jesus speaking.
Naye Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yabuuzibwa.
But when the Lord Jesus was asked,
nti muganzi wo kye ki?
That who is your beloved?
Fo kutulanga ye.
We to emphasize us to them. Even to charge us. When
we
meet them, we tell them you are dying of love.
And
he told the Holy Spirit on behalf of apostles that my beloved is radiant. You know, bodies we have in heaven, they are not like of the whites. They are not like red per se. I don't know if you've heard of the red Indians, but not even that.
Now,
if you want to look at that,
you
go see the angel holding a trumpet there at the lampstand. He lacks something small
to
reaching the beloved radiant. There is a
color
appear in the body of heaven.
And it's
a good color and it lives for long. That's why I say beloved is radiant.
Inside,
the skin which covers is what is radiant, but the head is of gold, as you see the bones of the head.
Oluyimba esula ya kutano olinyolwe 12.
Song of Songs 5 verse 12.
Amaso ge galinga amayiba ku mabbali g'obugga obw'amazzi.
Nkikati ate amaaso agabeera ku mutwe ogwo.
Eyes within that head
of
the body of heaven.
Wali olabyeko ku mayuba.
Have you ever seen a dove on the side of the stream of water? You know, the eye of the dove fitted very well, and the weight was fitted in there. The problem we have on our bodies, another has big, another very small,
and
even the eye they have, they don't know its figure. Now let's lift that.
But
as eyes in the body of heaven, they are fitted in very well. When we are going to bath,
there's
nothing to bath through. We bath with milk of the word. We go streams flowing milk of the word, and we bath on them. The eye is all shining. Body, heaven and its life. We desire to get out of this one quick. And you head on to the other body. But prove you get it while still on the world.
We say 2
Corinthians 5, verse 1 to 5. We groan while in this body.
To
be clothed the body from heaven.
We
kingdom of God and righteousness.
In
the spirit of knowledge of God. When we reach of life. The light of life, which is in the living waters, which is in the bodies of heaven. When you begin to separate what a yearn for of heaven appears,
that's
what they call your fault, the kingdom and God in it. I have seen how something is meant to be,
and I've
gotten it in its righteousness. Seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. Let's proceed on. Song of Songs 5 verse
12. Amatama ge galingo musiri ogwe middo ejakalosa. Ngevi funvu ebimera kenva ezi unyobulunji.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus.
Kwa yale nyonyola kumutwe gwomu biri gwomu.
Plained of the head of the body of heaven.
Amatama
the cheeks.
Agalinganga omuddo ogwakulo obulunji.
And they are like spice lilies which have grown well.
You
know, they are grass you pass. There is the way it appears smooth. But when you pass a palm on it. And they speak of those and they are appearing good.
So
you might
grow
like me and you no more have that good, that shape they speak of here. Don't know whether some of you don't have it. And they are good. The cheeks. And they have holes in here.
When you speak
of board of heaven and life, I want to get from this one, go in the eat. Because we are not accepted
for
now.
But
would you understand how they are meant to be?
And they
smell well. You smell the cheek. When you smell in the air, feel the fragrance in it. Now try to smell in your air.
See,
you finish a day to the night and you want to reject your mouth. But the body of heaven is amazing. Though you sleep and not brush, you wake up when you're smart. For life in it is living water. And you sleep and you're snoring.
And
you pour your saliva on your cheeks.
That
body, I hated it. Even its life minimal,
it
is not complete.
But
as we seek in the kingdom of God,
when
we reach to seek concerning the board of heaven,
we
would have laid much our hearts. We head on after this one. Song of Songs 5 verse
13.
You know the lips.
We,
on the world this body. Everyone with this type of lips. I will not speak of the mouth of each person. Just as we know it.
And
when you look to your brethren,
you wonder how it happens.
Because now you've saved, you have nothing to speak of it.
But
body of heaven, the lip. Have you seen lilies and how they appear?
stem yeddanga,
the stem of a lily,
that's
something that breaks in there. It has to meet, be on the other lip, and it breaks right in here. It's all milled well.
And
as you see a lily,
and it's
smooth all the time. You don't need lipstick there.
You can have
a mouth just joins immediate. You forgive me. That is what is in the body of the world.
That
body of heaven differs.
Try
get the one of heaven.
What the neck of photocopy?
Even a little photocopy just join lips straight.
That
is how God made it. I don't know myself how, why.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Nino, emimajari, yerita mweta agaripustiki
wa mama. Lips in heaven, you don't leave lipstick in heaven.
Mbidi guwa mguru, mulala nyoko, chisera guba guwete kakoli, guji waguoyo. Guba gutonya mori.
It flows of maya.
Otunaka kama kwa mtu.
Look at the mouth of someone.
Mama, and it's nyilifu.
Good.
Ya kasezi lipstick.
But they paid lipstick or what?
Ya toja singane umuguru mtu. Mbari yao ya kaze, mimua.
They are dried of lips in heaven.
There are
no companies making lipsticks
there. Because
the other body holds living water. It's life and its
blood.
It renews itself all the time.
You're
an amazing body.
Every
time you find a brother,
what
go to take you to Jerusalem?
If you still on this one,
visit as you come back.
You go
look how angels look like alike. The good will be in that body.
In
that body will appear like them.
Go
look at it. Look at the lips, very nice. And every time it's like lipstick put there.
Now women who have
even toolboxes. In heaven we are all to be like angels. You don't need your toolbox, even me. We do not need it. Those who say we shall not shave our foreheads,
don't grow hair. It's
in size there. That body was made perfect.
Those who say we
don't brush, we shall not brush from there. Now you would have eaten what then? Let's proceed on with it.
Oluyimba sura ya kutano olunyiriri olwe 14.
Song of Songs 5 verse 14.
Emikono je jiringa empeta eza zabu ezitekebwa mu berulo.
Emikono kwega mikono ja fejo mbiri guri.
Our arms of that body.
Tell your company kali zikora bikomo.
There are no companies which
make it. Na ikatunda ya kula mubiri guri.
What God made in that body?
Yateka mu ebikomo wano.
You put their roles in there.
Bibera mu.
They are in the body.
Mubiri gwenyini gwaliza ninga kubera ebikomo byago.
Designed to have them.
Ngabiri mujinjeri ya berulo.
Under the stone of chrysolite. And sapphire.
Ojja kugenda tumuleko kumayinja.
You'll go look to those stones there.
Oba wano rabe.
Oh here.
Chikombwe na bachicho bana
cho. See what type of rod you hold on your hand.
Bagambe jinja chi. Damburunje omukono tulabe.
Oluyimbe sura ya 5 nyerwa 14.
Song of Songs 5:14.
Emikono je jiringa empeta eza zabu ezitekebwa mu berulo.
Oboga tidwa mu zabu ageza kufanana nga wano.
Gold appearing light.
Nani?
And chrysolite.
Berulo yaliwa. Aha, nga wano.
And there,
usaidi eri gwe baraga, omanyi wano waliwo mekisija.
here, up there. It's a rod holding gold and beryl. There are people as if they have a rod in the hands. I don't know you two have it.
We tunule kora ubate wakura zigzag.
Bro zigzag.
Bana ebyo mubiri guno mbireke.
You leave this body, my friends.
Bijo kubacha bura guno mbiri kuba nego mugwesonyewe. Mumaye bumanya muguri mwakasera.
No, you are in it for time.
Mugena gwambura
mugureke. You're going to unclothe it.
Muyayane twambazibwo kuva mugu.
You yearn to be clothed the one from heaven. Match this body, you may get angered. Let's proceed on. Song of Songs 5, verse
14.
Now,
your body, the chest, and the breast. Have you ever seen ivory, how it appears? Now you appear here ivory like
things,
which would have been your ribs. They come here to hear. They are not like these ones. Where is Sapphire? It has bluish. But you don't appear bluish. No.
That's the color
of what would have been the bones of the flesh. The body there.
The system,
God created that in heaven. Song of Songs
5:15. Your
legs.
You
like the pillars. The word pillar.
They
don't speak of these pillars. Pillars which they grow and they come from down small. The rightful pillar holds a big part and a small. Is it not that?
No, the
leg is like that. I test on whose leg.
You don't have it.
Your leg from up to down is same. You are like a Sudanese. At least the portion down smaller. But this leg down is of gold.
Big
system covered on the flesh, which is like
radiant.
It's red like this color.
Red.
We showed you how it tries to come out. That my beloved is radiant. You're not red.
Radiant.
Radiant.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Jesus.
Aha, tumareyo. Na yikati, bana, gunombiri kwa karibu wogusingana nga guri ya guri guri.
When you find it, whatever it is, leave it.
Bobo simi wukusaba katonda.
You're pleased to ask God.
Nga guri na yiku kuchiankara ya wota gusimi.
That's part messing up
your Lord. Soko mweba zomge like, mkama atisiti kukare na
ye. Thank him for at least
giving,
but you ask for a correction somewhere. But don't get angered over it. For you
get
unclothe it when time is due.
Amen.
Or when
you look and you begin to wonder.
Me?
I'm straight bombed like that.
Nienda kuvantia.
How am I going to?
Banangiri tubanebu bamu obute.
Heaven we are obugero we are molded good.
Ate sikubira na kana ko
tawani. To have that for nak. Kanene nyuwe struggle to walk with it.
Bwoturo obutebete bukumaro bwe mu Yerusalemu.
The seat of Jerusalem cannot accommodate.
Siwe tubigendo kubirana.
Let's finish here, then you ask.
Oluyimba esula ya 5 nyole 15.
Song of Songs 5 verse 15.
Enfana na yeringa Lebanon.
Obera mugurumivu.
You are tall.
Ngoli muwanvu chimara.
You are tall enough.
Kale sikuwanvu wate kusuka busu.
Not going tall beyond.
Ati sikubanga nga ka Tanzania.
And not be like the Tanzanian the dwarfs.
Bana imunansonyi waba dwarf
tulinawo. The dwarfs.
Don't expect
would never be shot again there.
We gamba ifana na yafe mukama yajigeragira nyandibanga
got
measure
uniform in height
ne mumubiri ogwo muruji nga
mchikara good uniform
envidizo sobodo chusa akezi munga za masadi
what you can change
munga za brown
another
langa za
black another black very
nice wozi chusa gwenga buwa yagara
it's you changing as you wish
na ye fena tubira yonga bambi tuwa gurume
all they are tall enough
mumubiri gwa fogo mugu
in our body of heaven
ugurimu wa musayo gwiti kwa mazi ya maramu
blood called living waters
kakati tewira likira
no do not worry.
Noga mama nzemba the dwarf.
Me, I've been a dwarf on the world.
Nemu gurungena
bera bwe. Even in heaven I'm to be like that.
Nebyonna.
But you know all.
Uri bwagamba nti nkusinga obuwanvu.
Someone tells you I'm taller than you.
Okumugwisa dulo muganange nkusinga obuntu.
To make them what you tell them to I'm shorter than you.
Nechigwera.
And you finish it like that.
I drew
over such.
Bwakukaya nyambu yakusinga obuwavu
kiriza
taller than you.
Niyo mugambe nange nkusinga
obuwavu toli ntuka.
I'm sure that you'll never reach my height. Maybe they'll cut off legs from them. And you finish you move on with
contention.
Contentions are finished.
Amen.
Let's finish this verse. Songs 5 verse 15.
Olunyole 16 akamwake kalungi nnyo nnyini we wao yenna wa kwagalwa
yenna wa kwagalwa kuba ku
mutoka all lovely from the head
gwe mubiri gwe tubera mu gwo
mugu the body of heaven we hold
no musana ogwo bulamu
in the light of life
ogula bikira mazza
maramu which appears in living waters as its blood
tujja kudda tulabe kapai musana ogwo bulamu
we shall come see light of life
ogula bikira mu muka gwo miza we bintu
which appears in the breath of the almighty. God bless you. Thank you for coming. We pray for you reach the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.